Yeah, I've wondered about secrets behind those unsorry stories lingered behind the Beatles' closed doors. Now, well, she's in the car. She's been traveling all around Australia. Sounds like a regular troubadour. On her way from Orange, on her all the way out to Orange from Sydney, and she's coming back anyway. Coming back to the city. Anyway, award-winning theatre sensation Naomi Price's cabaret show Lady Beatle will unearth some of the finer details that you've never heard, sitting against a stunning backdrop of the Beatles' most iconic songs. Plays homage to the ordinary people that inspired the lyrics. Now, joining us now is Naomi Price. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So now you star and you also co-created the Lady Beatles show. We heard that the LaBalt Theatre Company programmed Lady Beatle before it was written, giving you the title, and now you've created a show out of this title. How did the process of producing this show come about?
Well, look, I wish I could tell you that it came about through a really kind of long and sophisticated process, but the idea for the show is all great ideas seem to arrive in my life was after a bit of a boozy dinner, and my co-creator Adam Bruins and I were talking to some friends, and they asked us what was next. We'd already written a show about Adele called Rumour Has It and a show about Miley Cyrus called Wrecking Ball, and our friends were like, well, what are you going to do next, guys? And Adam said, we're going to do the music of the Beatles, and it's going to be called Lady Beatle. And I just kind of laughed it off, and then 2 years later we found ourselves in a meeting pitching that exact show to LaPlatte Theatre Company, and as you say, they programmed it just based off of me singing Beatles music, which is great, and I guess it's a great sort of tribute to how much audiences love the music of the Beatles. You know, the fact that they were willing to take a risk on a show just because it was the music, their music was really amazing. So we worked on the show for about 6 months with our band and went through a big development process and kind of pulled apart all the music and tried to explore. You know, the songs and the stories behind the songs. And then, yeah, over that 6 month process, we put together the show that's on tour at the moment. We're going to 32 venues across the country.
So, I mean, there, at the moment, there's actually a lot of actually interest in revisionists in the Beatles. We've got that Danny Boyle film Yesterday.
Yeah.
And also, there's quite a few. There's been some good. I went down to Thirroul and a couple of weeks ago and saw a Beatles tribute concert with Cram from Spider Bait. Members from UMI and Powderfinger. The 50th anniversary of the Abbey Road album.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you finding that there's a real interest in that, you know, going back to that sort of snapshot in history of these sort of, you know, these iconic songs and these iconic albums?
Well, I think it being a 50-year anniversary definitely sort of piques people's interest. I mean, when we wrote the show 2 years ago, it was 50 years to the day that we opened the show. It was 50 years to that day that Sgt. Pepper's was released. So I think, you know, at this sort of point in history, I think a lot of Beatles stuff is just naturally going to come up for people because it is a bit of a milestone few years in terms of their career. But I also think that the Beatles were just so unique and monumental in their impact on popular music and on our culture, our modern culture. And I just think, you know, 50 years on, people are still so intrigued and so fascinated by them. And, you know, over 300 amazing songs, and I've still yet to find one that's not a good song, you know. And I can't think of any other artists that have had such a supremely incredible body of work in such a short space of time.
Now, the story's star is Lady Beatle. Tell us a little bit about the narrative.
When we were writing the show, we thought we were writing a totally different show. We started out by kind of getting all of the songs that featured women in them, so Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and Eleanor Rigby, Dear Prudence, Sexy Sadie, Lovely Rita, and we just kind of went through, you know, even Lady Madonna and Mother Mary, you know, like any references to female characters, because that's kind of where we thought we would start with the show. It wasn't until we got quite far into the process that we realised we were actually telling another story completely, one that is based on real life events. And we've intentionally kept the identity of Lady Beatle a secret until the end of the show. So it's a bit of a magical mystery tour. If you come and see the show, you'll be listening to the little facts along the way and trying to figure out who this person is. But I think what we landed on was a really beautiful story that a lot of people may not know, but I guarantee we'll have you Googling furiously after the show to kind of find out more.
So some of the plotline, is it inspired by true events?
We did a whole bunch of research into the lives of the Beatles and real life things that happened to them, real events, and that's what the show is based on. And pretty much everything that I reference in the show is true. So it's a really interesting ride that the audience go on, and of course, there's also the music in the show, which is over 35 songs are referenced in the show. When you think there's over 300 to choose from, we're really only scratching the surface of about 10% of their songs. So music definitely takes the driving seat in the show, but the story is beautiful as well.
So how do you go about sort of picking those songs? I mean, you said there's just so much to choose from.
We worked with four amazing musicians who had a great deal of knowledge when it came to the music. Our drummer in particular is like a walking encyclopedia when it comes to the Beatles. So he really helped us, choose the right song for the right moment. But I think there's some songs in there that you just, if you hadn't have included them, it would have been an absolute travesty. I just don't know how we could have done a Beatles show without Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds or Eleanor Rigby. But then it's just really about the journey that you want to take the audience on, and we felt that we wanted to really include some iconic stuff from their early catalogue. So Twist and Shout makes an appearance. But then we also wanted to go through and touch on some of the stuff that they, developed later, like Helter Skelter, and the kind of the direction that they were going into, kind of a more heavier rock psychedelic stage. So I hope what we've done is been able to give people a really good cross-section of their body of work.
So just finally, what would you say the core message you want people to take from the show will be? Take away from the show.
I want anyone who comes to see Lady Beatle to have the best night of their life and the best night they've ever had at the theatre. Yeah. I hope that Beatles fans walk away with new and fresh love for their music. And I hope people who aren't particularly familiar with their music or their story, I hope that we create some new fans along the way.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Lady Beatle, Naomi Price, and she'll be performing at the... She's been driving all around. It sounds like New South Wales, Sydney, Australia. She's gone on her way all the way out to Dubbo, and she'll be back in Sydney. Back in Sydney on Saturday night performing. So thank you for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.